Hello, cleaning buddies. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jinlyn. Thought I would give you guys an update on my projects that I've been doing around the house. I don't really remember what stage I was at when I did the last one. I'm just kind of being quiet. Only my older daughter's here right now, but so I guess like the whole thing, cause I really, it was just like a really quick update that I did for you guys. But, so do we start Friday? Yeah, actually we did. So Friday I finally took my Christmas decorations to my storage unit. And I think maybe we started cleaning. I want to say we did. Sorry, I thought she was in her room for a while. Now I got my sound machine on. Anyway, so Saturday, we did, I guess it was Friday and Saturday. We pretty much got to the point where I had gone through every drawer, cabinet, everything in that bedroom. And this is the one that my daughter, who went to college, left, like, just totally wrecked. Because Sunday at church, my daughter said something to me like she was starting to put, trying to put her bed back together. And I was like, that's not, like, I had very specific way I wanted it done. That was not it. We had a ton of trash bags filled up. I mean, I'm thinking maybe between 12 and 15 bags of garbage. We finished everything, not just that one room. But so part of the original plan was to take those trash bags into the other bedroom and then deep clean that bedroom, put it back together, let her move her things in. And then I don't really know from there, but anyway, so what ended up happening is I came home, we went ahead and cleaned up and everything, which I told her though, she's going to have to help me with the other room because that was her room. So, I think actually before we cleaned, So that must have been Saturday. So Friday, I think we pretty much finished that room. Saturday, we worked on my daughter's, now her old room, because she moved to the other room. But we were working on her room, and we were almost done. But we weren't finished with that room, which was the part that kind of aggravated me, because she moved all the trash bags in there when I was at church. Anyway, so we ended up, it's like, go ahead, move your stuff in there. Got everything set up, got her moved in, and then had this room full of trash bags. And I was like, I need to start working on this room. So it's either wait until, which would have been this morning, because that's when the trash got picked up. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So I moved the trash bags out into my house. It's been a very, like, unsettling week, because having a house full of garbage just, I mean, it's in trash bags, but it was just really, really bothered me a lot. But with all that out of the way, we were able to finish cleaning up. I ripped out the carpet, come to find out that the room was previously two separate rooms, which meant that I had to, like, there's no way that we could use the wood floors that were under the carpet. So I ended up going and getting some vinyl plank flooring. And yesterday, I spent the entire day installing that. And today, I'm getting ready to go out. My boyfriend, I guess, is what I'm calling him. He's about to be going out of town for a while for work. So it's my last chance to see him. So I haven't done, haven't done any work in the room today. I kind of want to, I've been just a little tiny bit at a time straightening up around the house, because while I've been working, my toddler has, I guess she's not really a toddler anymore, but she's had like free run of the house, and she's just been making so many messes. Like the entry from my main part of the house into like the living room and stuff was so full of toys that you couldn't even get through. And add on top of that, like me having my vacuum, my shop vac pulled out and stuff like that while I was working in that room. Like it's been miserable. But my whole body hurts. I got rid of a big heavy dresser. I cut the carpet in half, but it was still two huge rolls of carpeting out of that room, and the carpet pad, and then, like, all the tack strips, and then the, like, 15 bags of trash. They picked all that up this morning, thank God. And now, I mean, I'm pretty much my, the room isn't finished. I've got to put some quarter round along the baseboards to fill in the gap from the carpet. But I mean, so I guess it, in a way it's kind of like it's kind of good, but it's not. So I'm just I don't know. And I feel like, I don't know. I think I've like worn myself out this week working so hard. So I'm kind of not in the best mood. And, I don't know. It also sucks that, my boyfriend's gonna be gone. Although it will be nice to have a couple days this weekend just to myself to do whatever. I don't know. I did take down the date episode just because I was like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't delete it. I just unpublished it because, I don't know, maybe I might let him know about it, and I don't want him to, although I didn't really say, maybe I did, I don't know, I'd have to go back and listen, because I think I did record after our date, but anyway, so, I don't know, I guess the rest of my, so like my plans for the rest of this weekend are to probably tomorrow go and get quarter round for at least get done the areas of the room where I can put her bed in place. And then once I've done that, I mean, ideally would like to get the whole room done, and it's like the least difficult part, like it's not hard to do that, but I just gotta do it. I guess that's the main thing. And kind of like some other little cleaning things, like cleaning the baseboards, cleaning the bedroom door, because it's so gross. My daughter just thought she'd draw all over it. There's a couple areas I need to touch up with paint. Oh, after I finish the floors, like immediately after I finish the floors, I spilled paint on them. So that was chaos. There's still two little areas, but I think it'll come off with like a Mr. Clean Eraser. I don't know. Anyway. So, the project's done. I'm completely, like, just, I feel like mentally and physically just done. I don't even, like, I'm supposed to be in here packing. Which I don't really have much to pack because I'm just staying overnight, but, I don't know. So, I think I'm literally just going to wear what I have on because, or just like hanging out. I'm going to cook for him for the first time, which is kind of, we'll see. So, but I wasn't, when I agreed to do that, I wasn't really expecting to, like, do all this week. So, that's been something. Sorry, this is so quiet. Like I said, my daughter's still here, so, trying to think if there's any other stuff I want to, I feel like there is, that's why I keep kind of just going over it. I think I'm also feeling like a little bit down because I had to take my daughter to my mom's for the afternoon so I could just get some stuff done that I need to get done without having to tote her around everywhere. And I'm just feeling kind of like, it's also like, which I plan to do these projects and I am doing something for my kids. As soon as I got finished with the floor in that one room, my daughter was like, "Thank you for making me a room, mommy." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." Like, unprompted, she just said it, and I was like, that's so sweet. So, like, I have used this time for my kids, and I did take a day off to take them to do something fun, but it definitely has not felt like a vacation of any kind, and I guess what I'm hoping for overall with getting all this done is that by moving my daughter's stuff into her own space, it's going to allow me to, like, it's going to allow me to, kind of keep up the rest of my house the way that I want to, and just, like, overall feel better about my space in general. I really do feel it's like the last thing that's been kind of holding me back from just, you know, keeping things the way that I want them to be. Cause I just have had very, very little space. But I guess we will see. Yeah, I guess we'll see.